College athletes are cheating, and the NCAA says their universities are helping them do it. Earlier this year, the NCAA came down hard on Syracuse University for academic fraud. The University of North Carolina is awaiting its punishment for, among other things, guiding athletes to enroll in sham classes. And the University of Texas may be next. A new investigation by Brad Wolverton of the Chronicle of Higher Education alleges three cases of academic misconduct by members of the Longhorns men's basketball team, including blatant cheating by a player named Martez Walker.
He allegedly took some pictures of some test questions during a final exam for a remedial math class with his phone and sent them to someone outside the class looking for answers. The instructor in the class reportedly looked into the athletic department for guidance on how she should handle the matter, which was, if we think about NCAA violations, if the athletic department has any role in enabling an athlete's cheating, then it can rise to an NCAA violation. By the way, the university denies that that's how it happened. But what happened was the player ends up passing the class, not only passing it, but gets on the honor roll for having at least a 3.0 grade point average. And then the next semester goes on to become a pretty key contributor to the basketball team.
And beyond things like the cheating on tests, there are allegations involving, other people doing work for these students, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Now, I talked to a former academic mentor who worked in the academic support program for athletics, and he told me that a guy named Jacoven Brown, who played in the 2009 era, he helped Jacoven Brown do some work on papers that Mr. Brown had some difficulties and turned to him for help. And under some pressure to finish the assignments, he offered words and ideas that helped the player complete a paper that wasn't really entirely his own.
And tell us what the University of Texas has had to say about these allegations.
Well, Texas has responded in a couple of ways. I did a piece late last year called Confessions of a Fixer, which was about a former college basketball coach who had obtained online test answers to all these online classes and was selling them to athletes across the country. And a couple of the players mentioned in that story were from Texas. In that instance, the university has investigated it. They've had some outside investigators look into it. And then they've also started looking into some of these current allegations. And they so far have no concerns with how the matters were handled. And they've also contacted the NCAA to let them know that they're looking into these problems.
Now, your previous reporting didn't just touch on the University of Texas. How widespread is this kind of thing among other universities?
Well, after that story came out, I talked to the head of enforcement at the NCAA, who told me that the enforcement group there was investigating 20 schools for allegations of academic misconduct. And so I think in on the heels of what happened at the University of North Carolina, in particular, where there were widespread allegations of thousands of students cheating, I think that there's particular scrutiny to this now, and schools have got their antennas up about this problem.
What's the status of the University of North Carolina investigation now?
The NCAA has issued a notice of infractions, which tells the university what they found on them, which shows repeated violations of university employees either doing work for players or allegedly helping them out. It's unclear as to how the university will be punished, but it looks like, when they're alleged to have had a lack of institutional control, that's one of the worst violations that they can have in the NCAA's vernacular.
In the big picture, beyond how these students fare in school, why does this matter?
Well, the standards that the schools set matter, and they're supposed to have academic integrity. And so it really devalues a degree to have students who can get away with things that they're not supposed to get away with. It makes, in the case of at UNC in particular, if it makes your degree look less valuable if you've got classes that are fake classes. And in the case of Texas, if you have the allegation that the athletic department is meddling in academic matters, then it's a problem because athletes aren't supposed to get special treatment.
That's Brad Wolverton of the Chronicle of Higher Education. Brad, thanks very much.
Thanks, Arun.